From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Well, it's September, a month that usually finds me in front of the chalkboard with a brand new crop of third graders. But this year, things are different. This year, I'm the student. I'm cashing in one of my teacher perks this year, taking a sabbatical. And I'm going back to school, earning an advanced education degree at the university. So, instead of being the one at the front of the room this year, I'm just one of the kids. The view is different from the back of the classroom. With my middle-aged self crammed into one of those combined seat and desk contraptions, I'm struck by how things have changed since I earned my BA in 1981. Then Ronald Reagan was president, and most of my tattooed and pierced classmates were not born. And those thin paperback textbooks that were overpriced in the 70s are now practically the price of a used car. But who needs actual books? The whole campus is now Wi-Fi. Back in my day, we had to be happy with drinking coffee and daydreaming in class. Now, discreetly surfing the web has become the distraction of choice. I've heard of students earning their entire tuition in online poker games played during English class. And those libraries that used to have books have become vast halls where hundreds sit silently behind computer screens like some 50s science fiction horror movie. The inviting lawns where students sit in the sun are still there. I remember arguments about the meaning of life with other undergraduates on those lawns with the kind of passion only college kids bring to a discussion. The kids on those lawns today are not talking at all, passionately or otherwise. They're all separately, silently, clicking away on laptops. But I don't want to seem old-fashioned, although I don't think I'll be pledging a fraternity, going out for the football team, or pinning up a pennant. I'm enjoying this trip in the way-back machine. It's a rare opportunity to truly live out that, if I knew then what I know now, fantasy we all share about our youth. And I'm actually learning. At age 49, I'm more focused and less hungover than I was the first time. With a perspective, I'm Richard Swerdlow.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the Internet at lchb.com.